This is the Best Of Daily Devotion Series by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believers Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Tim Dodson or Believers Church, visit believerstogether.com.
All of us are being called to respond to the good news as the Thessalonian believers did. Paul the Apostle, writing in this first letter to the Thessalonians, to these new believers in the city of Thessalonica, they turned from sin, they served the living and true God, and now they were looking forward to Jesus' return. We too must turn from our sin because Christ is coming to judge the earth, gang. We should be fervent in our service because we have very little time to further the work of Christ's kingdom before he returns or before he returns for us individually. We need to be prepared for Jesus to return at any time because we don't know when that's going to happen. We're in verse 8 of chapter 1 of Thessalonians, where Paul the Apostle, again writing to the church in Thessalonica, said to these believers, "For from you the word of the Lord has been declared, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place your faith toward God has gone out, so that we need not to say anything. For they themselves report concerning us what kind of reception we had from you, and how they turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, Jesus, who delivers us from the wrath to come." Now, the members of this church clearly were so committed to the Lord that their testimony literally spread all over the world. Can you imagine such a record being left concerning you and your church? "And now the word of the Lord is ringing out from you to people everywhere. For wherever we go, we find people telling us about your faith in God," says the living. "We don't need to tell them about it, for they keep talking about the wonderful welcome you gave us and how they turned away from the idols to serve the living true God." So you see, the people on the street, they knew about this church. Oh, indeed, they may have liked them, they may have hated them, but they knew where they stood. Their reputation clearly preceded them. Now, this phrase here, "been declared," it's where we get our word "echo." So you see, they received the gospel themselves and they sent it back out. It was an echo. Because the gospel is to never stop. After all, it's a living thing. We are to receive it, and in its supernatural change of us, we're to give it back and do so in word and in deed and in lifestyle. Now notice that these believers didn't try to clean themselves up. Gang, it doesn't work that way. I hope you know that today, no matter how much you might try. And man, we often do try. These believers didn't try to change themselves by turning away from idols and then pull themselves up by their bootstraps to turn to God. They turned to God first, and then with God's help and strength, they repented and turned from their idols. The believers, they left their idols, they turned to Christ. And that is a classic case of real repentance. There must be a turning in our lives, gang, because we are naturally on the wrong road and we have to get off of it, and that's called repentance. So when they did turn, they went on then to serve. That word literally means to be a slave. I wonder if that's the way we look at it. It's strange how we so readily accept the work of the cross to save us, and then we spend our lives constantly battling God for everything that we think is ours. But it's not. None of it is. Now, you know, once you come to terms with the fact that everything is his, and everything and anything that he lets us have is a gift of grace, well, there's no longer a battle within us, for it's replaced with a heart of thanks and life clarity that can't be found anywhere else. Suddenly, decisions in life, well, become much easier to make. When one starts in the position that God is first in everything that we do and have and live out, all of a sudden, decisions are maybe not easier to make, but certainly easier to understand and find. And to wait for his Son from heaven, quote unquote, the word "wait," that means more than just wait like we use it today. This wait involves patience and it involves trust. And it emphasizes a expectant and active attempt to live for his glory in the meantime. So I wonder, does that sound like you? I mean, are you waiting for Christ today? And if so, what does that look like? Or are you just about your own business, you know, figuring his return is just some sort of, I don't know, inevitability? In the Greek language, the word is used to describe what a mother does when she anticipates the birth of her baby. She readies the nursery and eagerly prepares for his arrival because she knows he is coming back.
That was a daily devotional by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believers Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Tim Dodson or Believers Church, visit believerstogether.com.